And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the Friday edition, hence the pink banana shirt. My friends, oh my friends. We're expecting Hong Kong ETF approval Monday via Bloomberg. Now, I'm going to go very, very deep on this episode. I'm going to show you and I'm going to explain where this is all going. This is the transition into the new global monetary system. And what is happening is all of the corporations, all of the banks, all of this, as they call it, smart money, is actually buying these ETFs. Now, what's the real transition? The real transition is away from the government and into the corporations. We are moving from a global governance structure of governments into a global governance structure of corporations. Remember Star Wars and the Empire? All right, the Empire was a company. Darth Vader was the, I guess you could say, the vice president of the empire. The old guy with the hood, the politician, who when he wasn't a politician, ran the empire. That's how it is, folks. That's the truth. Yes, Emperor Palpatine. Bingo. Now, that's what we're transitioning into. Now, a couple days ago, all of the banks had to report on their balance sheets. Every major bank in America had purchased into the BlackRock ETF. This is the official transition. And look at all of the banks. Look at JP Morgan today. Their stock plummeted. You know why? See, they're not rolling all of the banks into JP Morgan. No, no. They're rolling all of the companies, including the banks, into BlackRock. Now, if you know the history of the BlackRock, right? This goes way back, folks, way back. The BlackRock was originally, in ancient beliefs, was the black planet, or they also called it the dark moon. That's why they called it Black Rock. Because they knew they'd roll all of the corporations into it. And then at the end, roll all of the banks into it. See, the new global currency, and not just global, folks, we're talking off-world currency. See, what a lot of people don't realize, they think the U.S. government is crazy. Every 4 years, how can you make any progress if every 4 years there's an election that changes power? Well, folks, we all know for the last 140 years since the Civil War and since Reconstruction, that the Republicans and the Democrats have each actually been progressives. And the progressives, as we call them, the Uniparty. The reason they're the Uniparty is they're on the same team. It's why Romney doesn't sound much different than Pelosi. See, the only difference is between the Republicans, the old Republicans, and the Democrats is that the Democrats want the government structure and the Republicans want the corporate structure. They knew that the fiat currency would die right around now. Remember the cover of what is it, Entrepreneur or Rich, the one with the coin with the phoenix flying out of the ashes. Remember that magazine from 1988? The End of Fiat. And it was a rising coin. Yes, the Economist. Thank you, IC55. They knew, folks. The only struggle that the Uniparty had was, would it be a government structure leading the world, or would it be a corporate structure leading the world? Well, the corporate structure has won. That's why now, isn't it odd how all of the Democrats are now pro large government, pro big oil, pro big health care, pro pharmaceutical? You know why? Because of this, folks. Do you think it's an accident that the ETFs here in America were approved? Do you think that Gary Gensler, doggone it, we lost that court case? Guess we're going to have to approve it. You think that Larry Flink or Fink just all of a sudden went full fucking Bitcoin for no reason? No. What Larry Fink was waiting on was who's going to win. Will it be the global government structure, or will it be the global corporate structure? Now he knows. It's the global corporate structure. You know why? AI. Artificial intelligence. See, artificial intelligence has been the plan the whole time. Since 1965, see, a lot of people don't realize that there was a year in the 60s, and I can't remember the name of it. It was like the year of the future or something like that. And a lot of musicians wrote music. A lot of the progressive rock movement, a lot of the musicians were brought into the secret government plan, and they were encouraged and told to write music about the future. That's why it was called progressive rock. Folks, this has been a plan since Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla. Why do you think Elon Musk named his company Tesla? Folks, Hong Kong, and for those of you that don't know the history of Hong Kong, when you hear Hong Kong, think of the progressive corporate entities after World War II. They settled in Hong Kong, London, and the Ukraine. Now, Hong Kong is ran by the progressive global corporate entities. The United Nations is going bye-bye. They've chosen the corporate structure. And now they are going to implement. Think about it, folks. What if BlackRock, what if the ETF, what if BlackRock through JP Morgan launches a stable coin that is actually backed up by the ETF? What structure does that replace? Think about it. If you launch a stable coin based off of ETFs, what does that replace? The government bond structure. Instead of having a government bond, what do you have? You have an ETF structure that is tokenized. What? Remember what the CEO of BlackRock just said. Everything's going to be tokenized. What if you can shop? Listen to me, folks. What if your account is an ETF token? Why do they want to get rid of private wallets holding Bitcoin? Because the New World Bank is BlackRock. And they will capitalize, and they are capitalizing BlackRock with the Bitcoin. Then they will tokenize the ETFs. Then, why did the SEC say, sure, you can launch an ETF, but you can't give people the Bitcoin? You, BlackRock, you, Coinbase, you have to hold the Bitcoin. What does that make? The ETF, it makes it a derivative. What is the U.S. dollar? It is a derivative of a bond. You want to know the big picture. You want to know why Hong Kong's doing this? It's that. That's the new corporate structure. My friends, once you see it, you can't unsee it. We're in the midst of a 5-year transition into the new system. See, everyone's worried about central bank digital currency. Nobody's looking for the corporate digital currencies. That's the switch. That's the difference. Anyone heard anything about Ethereum lately and the scandal at Ethereum? Or as they like to call it, ETH gate. What are they talking about? How corporations, and for those who have been around long enough, what is the Ethereum Alliance? Who's involved in it? Who joined the Ethereum Alliance? All of the corporations. See, the reason all of the major the major banks. The reason why, just a couple days ago, they released that all of the major banks in America were buying the ETF. They are recapitalizing the banks right as they get set to crash. But what are they recapitalizing them with? ETFs. That are tied to the new central bank of the world, at least the Western world, BlackRock. Hold, please. Word from the sponsor. If you do not have your Liberty laptop, you're going to regret it. Because your laptop that you have right now, if it's not a Liberty laptop, is about to become a paperweight.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information. Because your online safety is our priority.
Now, I'm telling you guys, get your Liberty laptop now. China just announced to all of their producers to stop using U.S. microchips. That's why Intel's shares right now are dropping like a rock, because they're separating the system. The West and the East. China will run the East. America, the corporations, the Chinese corporations will run the East through Hong Kong, and the American corporations will run the West through New York. Folks, if you can't see what is coming, let me show you. Let me show you the list. Let me show you some of the list of the companies that are purchasing the ETF. Okay. These are just a few of the corporations holding the ETF. Number one, the largest holder of the ETF at 5,244 shares is Catalyst Private Wealth LLC. Do you know who that is? George Soros and a few others. Sanders Morris Harris LLC. Do you know who that is? That is a law firm. One of the biggest law firms that has to do with Washington, D.C. Folks, every one of these, every single one of these are linked with the global corporate structure. It's why they're doing it, folks. This is not just, oh, this is a neat ETF. Oh, we want to hold some representation of Bitcoin. No, folks. Look at the inflation rate rising. When Hong Kong, here, let me share this one, all right? Hong Kong, that means China, all right? I don't care what they tell you, that means China. Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs could unlock $25 billion in demand. Folks, they launched that probably on Monday. Now, you think to yourself, oh, $25 billion? Well, hell, our market cap's over $1 trillion. Folks, you have to understand. We jumped, listen to me, folks. We jumped from $40,000 a Bitcoin to $72,000 a Bitcoin. On real inflows, new inflows, not from one grayscale to another ETF. Not that. The fresh capital. You know how much fresh capital was put into the ETFs? About $4 billion. And that pushed us up to $72,000. What do you think 25,000? $25 billion is going to push us up to. This is the transition, folks. Now, all right, let me switch this real quick. right there. Now, we're moving over to the private server, folks. You have got to hear the latest from Cliff High. You have got to hear it. But I can't play it on YouTube. Everybody who isn't a member of the private server, click your phone and join right there. Or under here in the description are links to my private server. If you're watching on YouTube, join the YouTube channel under private server membership. And that will take you directly to this link. Everyone watching on Rumble, you do the same thing. Join my locals channel on Rumble. Just hit join. But you have to choose the private server level. All right, it cost me 2,700 a month for my private server. You know why? Because it's a fucking private server. It's an expandable private server. That shit ain't cheap, folks. All right, we're switching over right now. So if you want to learn what is coming in the next 40 days, not the next 6 months, the next 40 days, join the private server. I will be right back. We're just going to hop directly on to the private server exclusively. Because you guys gotta hear this shit. It's nuts. Hold, please.